This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Trail, broadcast number 139 for Thursday, November 9th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Thursday morning following the lead of other vegetable oils. The January canola contract pulls back $5.40 at $694.90 per ton, and the March contract loses $5 at $702 per ton. Declines in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are weighing on canola values, while upticks in Chicago soy oil are trying to stymie further losses. Additional pressure is coming from losses in Chicago soybeans and soy meal. Higher global crude oil prices are spilling over into the vegetable oils. Canola crush margins are increasing, with the November-December position in excess of $250 per ton above futures. The Canadian dollar is higher on Thursday morning, with the loonie at 72.6 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 72.48. The United States Department of Agriculture says there are two large sales of current crop soybeans. One is for more than 662,000 tons to unknown destinations, and the other exceeds 1.04 million tons to China. The USDA is set to publish its November supply and demand estimates today at 11 a.m. Central. Soybean yields are expected to hold, while ending stocks are to inch up. Corn yields are to increase slightly, while the carryover is to bump up. The wheat carryover is to dip. The department issued its export sales report this morning, and for the week ending November 2nd, current crop soybeans are about 1.08 million tons. Those for soy meal exceed 193,000 tons, and soy oil comes in at 2,600 tons. Export sales of U.S. corn are nearly 1.02 million tons of current crop and 140,000 tons of new crop. Wheat sales are more than 354,000 tons of current crop. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday morning. The January contract gives up 7 cents at $13.58 per bushel. December soy meal loses $1.90 at $447.90 per short ton. Meanwhile, December soy oil is higher in choppy trading, with a gain of nearly 0.4 of a cent at 50.31 cents per pound. Corn is lower, as its December contract loses 2.5 cents at 473.5 per bushel. Oats are lower as well, with its December contract down 6.5 cents at 335. The U.S. wheat complex is down as well, as Chicago December drops a dime at 582. Kansas City December retreats 9.5 cents at 645.5. And Minneapolis December foregoes a nickel at 730. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, November 9th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.